Well, Michael, a bit of a tame draw, but some decent cricket was played during the time that was possible on the field, including your own 200th first-class wicket for Glamorgan. It's a nice little milestone for you.
Yeah, nice little achievement. It was obviously good to pick it up, but yeah, you're right. The cricket, I mean, it's probably a shame that there was a day washed out because, it's potentially formed into a good game there towards the end of the day. But, too much time lost, unfortunately. But, yeah, good performances all around. Timmy taking another fiver for us and a few good scores with the bat. So, good signs moving forward.
So, do you think things have definitely turned round now after the Gloucestershire game? You've had positive draws, if you like, at home now to Essex and to Kent.
Well, yeah. Positive draws against good sides or against high flying sides in the league. So, we haven't won yet though. So, that's obviously a box we need to tick. But yeah, confidence probably leading in from our form in the one day and T20 formats. But the boys are a little bit more comfortable, say, now than we were the last month.
Comfortable, thanks to the white ball form, and you go back into that with a fixture against Surrey. The team against whom you started with a bang at the Oval, so be nice to get a similar sort of performance on Friday now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's always a big game against Surrey. They're a good side with some world-class players, and it'd be nice to keep the ball rolling there with our T20 form. But we know we have to play some good cricket to be there. But as I said, in these sorts of formats, you get on a roll, you get the confidence, you can be harder to beat. So, yeah, we're in a good space at the moment.
And you've had the benefit of Dale Steyn for the last few matches, although you've got virtually identical record to him in the T20 so far. Has it been nice bowling alongside him?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. I mean, it's these sort of chances, I suppose, playing domestic cricket, and you get a chance to play with one of the best fast bowlers, probably this generation of fast bowlers to play the game. So, something you can tell your kids about. I played with Dale Steyn, and it's the little things like that, and watching him go about his business, professional, passion, which is, it's really good to see that when he takes wickets, he gets fired up, and it's, that's good for us, and it's good for the fans as well. So, yeah, it's been brilliant. He's been really good, and he obviously this will be his last game, but he's been really good for us, I think.
And contributing off the field as well, just seeing him helping out with some of the academy youngsters as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's out here now, and he's bowling a few balls in his skinny jeans and high tops. But he's doing a little clinic with the academy bowlers, and that's the type of guy he is. He's we've only known him for a month, but he's always there to field questions, and he's more than happy to answer them, so he's been really good, and that's another string to his bow, so yeah, can't fault him.
With the start that you've made in 20 and 50 over competition, have you got put your targets down yet that you need to be looking at maybe home quarterfinals in those competitions, or is it a bit too soon to count those chickens?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to count them before they hatch, but yeah, I mean, I think that's anyone's target in the first place anyway, isn't it? Everyone wants a home quarter and everyone wants to do really well, and we're in a good position too, but still a lot of work to be done. But as I said, the boys are playing good cricket.
So it continues. Michael, thanks very much indeed.
No
good
worries.
Luck.
Thank
Cheers,
you.
Mate.
Thank you.